This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, all the communities out there. I'm your host, Susan Moss. And remember, as usual, we have a date on a Friday, every Friday between 12 and 1 on Radio Cape Pulpit. And we want you to interact with us. We are full of surprises today. Ons het die wat sê hulle? Die krop van die die cream of the crop here today. So, julle middagete, vat die ete, sit op die bank, nooi die buurman, nooi die buurvrou en wees nieuwsgierig. Vrou mense is mos maar nieuwsgierig. Ek kan nie strei met my nie. Ek is self een, hè. So, wees nieuwsgierig om te kom luister en te kom hoor wat ons wil sê van hierdie cream of the crop. Nou, baie welkom by ons. Ek gaan net vir u skrifie lees. U weet, Jesus is die belangrikste op ons program. En die skrifgedeelte is Isaiah 58 verse 10. It says, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. And family, that's a promise that is compassionate about service that brings light and transformation in communities. Nou, ons het vandag hier vir u hoede en ek sê altyd, ek het 'n program met mense met baie hoede op. En as het kom by mamas, by oumas, by vrouens, dan het ons die meeste hoede op van almal. En ek gaan later hoor, wat is die klomp hoede wat mamas en vroue het. En ook, ek het vir u 'n surprise, ek het 'n co-host. Sy is baie mooi. Ek sê dit nou sag. Ons het 'n co-host en sy is Jean Morris. En ek wil gou vir haar voorstel, sy is die enetjie wat daar sit en lag op Facebook Live, nee, ek kan hom ons sien. So Jean, wil jy nie net vir ons mense hallo sê nie?
Good morning to all your beautiful listeners out there. I was just introduced as Jean Morris, a little bit of a crazy one, but she loves the Lord. And I just heard from Susan now that we have the cream of the crop in the house today.
Amen.
Oh, they're in the studio today, and I am honored to co-host, honored to be here with the cream of the crop today.
Amen.
Stay tuned.
Thank you, Jean. And we are on Community Matters. Okay, that's Jean, and you will see her every Friday from now onwards. The craziness you will experience. And then we have another lady. I call her Auntie Evie. And Auntie Evie, don't you want to just to say hello to the listeners out there? And to your church family, maybe.
Hello to all the listeners and to the Love Church family. This is Evelyn Thorne Drumble speaking.
Amen. Can you see? Beautiful lady. You will hear more about her later on. And then next to her is ons... ek gaan nou nie die woord noem nie. Ek gaan later vir u sê wat soort mens is die vrou. Ek noem haar maar Cheryl. Maar Cheryl, wil jy nie vir die mense hallo sê nie?
Hi, good day. My name is Cheryl and Bessie. I greet everyone today in the name of Jesus, and especially our TLC family and my family. Yes, I hope you will enjoy this program because it's all about Jesus.
Amen. As you can hear, thank you so much, ladies. As you can hear out there, this is two ladies that we're going to interview today about their stories, their life, their values in life, but most of all about Jesus in their life. Jesus that makes the difference from when they were born up to now. And we're going to talk about and learn about their stories and their values. So sit back. You can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1650. And what a great honor to listen to her today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will continue after the song by Benjamin Dube, you blessed me still. And they can agree that Jesus still blessed them.
What an awesome song. What an awesome song by Benjamin Dube. En familie, ons kan nooit vergeet hoe goed die Here vir ons is nie. Selfs in ons grysse jare onthou ons nog sy goedheid, hoe hy vir ons al die pad gedraai het. Nou, ons gaan vanoggend praat met, ek noem haar Auntie Evie. Auntie Evie is ons oudste, ons oudste dame hier, en ek ken vir hulle, ons is in een kerk.
Auntie Evie is die oudste dame by ons, jammer vir dit. By ons in die kerk, ons is deel van die Love Church in Belville. Apostel Werner Links en profetes Michelle Links. En ons is trots om daar te wees. En hulle is vir my persoonlik een groot voorbeeld. Hulle het een ding wat ek sê, hulle soos een magnet, hulle contagious love for Jesus. En dis aansteeklik vir ons wat bietjie jonger is as hulle. En vandag wil ons hoor, hoekom is hulle lewe nog so? Wat maak hulle? Wat is die resep dat hulle lewe so is? Nou, ek wil net ietsie lees van Auntie Evie. Haar naam is Evelyn Thorn Rumble. I was born in January 1940. Hoeveelste Januarie, Auntie Evie? Hoeveelste Januarie?
The 10th
of January in 1940. Toe was julle nog nie eers bespreek nie, nee. To Arthur and Sybil Thorn in 2nd Avenue, Harfield Road. When I was 4 years old, we moved to Main Road Retreat near to Spotty Dog. It was a restaurant at the time. The area is now known as Kirstenhof. I was the third eldest of 7 children. Our routine after school was wash babies' nappies, then our school homework. Okay, vandag was hulle mos nie meer nappies, nie, Auntie Evie?
Yes.
When I was 11 years old, my dad became very ill and was hospitalized. He passed away in Christ in 1955, when I was 15 years old and he was 41. Our neighbor Lisa Bosman told me about Jesus. That's when I accepted him as my personal savior. I had to leave school and work as my brothers were younger than me. I was a Sunday school teacher at Bonnytown in Weinberg. Also looked after babies at church on a Sunday. Went to open air services to testify about God's goodness. I would collect the children from Raap Kraal on a Friday night and take them to church to watch a movie about Jesus. Wow. I got married after I was 21 and have two daughters, Celeste and Karen. They both married. I'm a grandma to 3 granddaughters and 1 grandson. I also have 4 grandsons. Ooh, says Bayerik. God has been good to me. I'm 85 years of age and I still love Jesus. And as you can see, she's blooming along. Auntie Evie, what a great bio. So honored to have you here at this age, and you always look so good. Always a smile on your face whenever we see you. I want to ask you today, Auntie Evie, tell us, what is the recipe? Why do you still look like this? Why you are still smiling in a world where there's so much turmoil and so much sadness? But before you answer my question, I just want to read these messages that came through. This is from Isabel Ross. We all know Isabel. Isabel said, baie welkom, cream of the crop. Hello, ma Cheryl, baie bly om van u te hoor. Okay, and dan say, Pastor Ashley say, ma Cheryl, jy moet harder praat. Tinka Jones, nou vir u wat die vir Tinka ken het, Tinka is from Robertson. She's like family. Yeah, and she's the, ek sê altyd, sy is ons top fan. Sy mis nie een program nie. Sy sal altyd interact, altyd praat. So, Tinka, hallo Tinka, bly om van jou te hoor. Tinka sê op die middag, hallo cream of the crop ladies. Tinka, hulle sê vir jou hallo. Bye vir Tinkers, ek kan vir julle sien. Bye vir.
Hi.
Hello.
En dan sê Pastor Ashley sê, beautiful and graceful, Auntie Evie. Dankie Pastor Ashley Thank from you. The Love Church. Auntie Evie sê, baie, baie dankie. So Auntie Evie, please tell us, what is your recipe?
You know, Pastor Susan, when I read the Word of God and the promises of God and say something that's not so nice has happened to me, I will always go to the Word and I always think of that beautiful verse where the Lord Jesus says, I will never leave you,
wow.
nor will I forsake you.
Amen.
And I lean on that. And also, where the Lord says, I will love you with an everlasting love. And that's carried me through most. There were other scriptures too, but those two really carried me through.
Auntie Evie, tell me, what can you still remember from your childhood days that you start off with washing nappies, taking the kids to the church? What is that one thing you can still remember that's with you still today that keep you from loving and serving the Lord?
I just always, once I got saved, and Lisa was our neighbor, and she was such a loving person. And the things she would instill in one. And I don't know, I just have a love for people.
Wow.
Especially for children.
Isn't that the greatest command, what God is giving us?
Yes. Yes,
to love people. Because we are his hands, we are his feet. Yes. And that's exactly what you did from childhood days, from washing nappies, from collecting kids, and you still have that love for God.
Amen.
Auntie Evie, was it ever easy?
No, Pastor Susan. There was times, look, at that point in my life, my mom wasn't saved. So you saved, so you do most of the work. You can ask Jesus to help you.
I remember that times. So we had no choice. No. Eh? We can't utter any word. When mommy and daddy were saying, do, you do.
Yes.
Isn't that also how we must do with Jesus, Auntie Evie? Is that what you did all the years?
Yes.
When Jesus say go, you go.
Yes, Pastor.
And there were times it wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't easy, Pastor.
But you made it, Auntie Evie.
Yes. Amen.
And you're 85.
That's right.
You still come to church when it rains, when it's sunshine, you're always there.
Yes, it's just how I feel.
Mm.
I want to be in the presence of the Lord.
It's like that story, Auntie Evie, it comes to my mind now where they say there was two rows of footprints in the sand and how God carries you. Can you agree with that?
Yes, Pastor. Yes.
And obviously there was challenges along the way. But you kept on.
Yes, I kept on.
You kept on.
I kept on, Pastor.
Do you ever think of looking back?
No, I'd rather look forward, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Listeners, you can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. I'm your host, Susan Moss, and we've got our co-host, Jean Morris, with us. And we're coming back, and we're going to show you how young they are as we listen to the song of Leifie from Bernice West. En hulle gaan nou dans. Ek kan maar weet, hulle gaan dans. Ons is nou weer, gaan ons gesels, En dan gaan ons verder vertel die resept wat daar is, die waardes wat daar is in ons mense en die wysheid wat daar is waaruit ons kan leer. Community matters and it's Wednesday. It's Friday. Die gedans het nou vir my bietjie afgegooi. Dit is Vrydag die 10de Oktober en ons is hier in die studio Cape Radio Cape Pulpit en u kan met ons gesels op 081-729-1657. Ek wil net gou die boodskapies lees en dan gaan ons vir ons co-host die kans gee om vir ons iets te sê. Hier is 'n boodskap van Tinke. Nee, waar, laat ek net hier afkom. Hier afskraal. Pastor Othea sit hier by ons op die bank. Sy is hulle bestuurder. Hulle het 'n chauffeur gehad, mense. As jy mos royalty is, nê? Nee, dan het jy altyd 'n chauffeur. So dit is wat vandag gebeur het. Pastor Othea sê, so honored to listen to these beautiful ladies. So much wisdom in the room. They love the Lord with all their heart. And still going strong. Ek is so bly, ek is een van hulle. Een van die drie. Dankie, Pastor Othea. En Tinka sê, I can see in here that Evie has a soft, loving heart. Tinka, jy nail die ene, Tinka. This can only be Jesus. So true, Tinka, baie dankie. En dan het ons, wie praat nog hier? Sister Dora! Is hy al uit die hospitaal uit? Sister Dora, say, say, good afternoon, beautiful ladies. What an honor and privilege to listen to your stories, how God carried you through all these years. There is none other. Baie dankie, Sister Dora. Ons bid vir u baie, baie sterkte toe. Nee? En dan sê sy ook, then God's unconditional love for us. Dis so waar, Sister Dora, al gaan ons deur hierdie ups and downs, is nie vir ons uitgesluit nie, maar sy liefde dra vir ons. So ons gaan gauw vir Jean kans gee. Jean wil vir ons iets sê. Daar sê.
It is not Tuesday, it is not Wednesday, it is Friday today. Just needed to say that.
Daar kom my craziness weer.
I am listening to Auntie Evelyn, I also call her Auntie Evie. And I'm thinking when we started and in between we spoke about, we need to honor our mothers and fathers. We need to do that. And listening to you, when we speak about the recipe that we mentioned a few times, what is the recipe? Looking at you at the age of 85 and just looking how beautiful and just where you're at. I mean, the recipe for me, what I'm taking out of that, honor your mother. And your father, that's what I'm getting. And your da sal verleng word.
Mm.
And I think that is what really kept you to where you are today. When your mom said, you listened and you did.
Obedience.
And for me, looking at if you want the recipe, listeners, the recipe is honor.
Yeah.
Honor your mother and your father. Learn from somebody in the studio right here. There's double honor as well. Honor your pastor. Honor your leaders. There's double honor. But honor is going to get you to where the Lord actually wants you to be.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Thank you. Thank you, Jean. And it's so true. Psalm 133 says, in obedience is blessings. And we all want blessings. But we need to be obedient first. Apostle Werner mentioned something on Sunday that was so profound when he says, if you want an abundant life, you need to have an abandoned life. And ons wil nie daai hê nie. Ons wil nie die abundance hê, maar ons wil nie die slegte goed hê nie. But it's part of the recipe. So, nou is ons by, daar is nou die ander hoede. En luisteraars, ons gaan nou na Marcheryl. Sister Dora sê, I'm just home for the weekend. Dankie, Sister Dora, enjoy it en laat die man vir u lekker bederf en die kinders, nee, vir u rondstoot en vir die bederf. So, ons gaan nou vir Marcheryl vraag. Marcheryl, sy is eindelijk baie gruwelik. Ek moet maar die waarheid praat.
Yes.
Weet jy, by ons in die kerk leer ons moet reël wees. En ek is nou regtig reël. Sy kan baie stout wees, maar alles op die regte manier. So Marcheryl, baie welkom by ons. En Marcheryl se dogter is ons pastoor. Maar ek weet nie hoekom is sy so stout nie. Sy sê so gruwelikie, maar ons gaan nou hoor. Maar Cheryl, kom sê vir ons. Lekker. Wat van die kinderjare? Vertel vir ons so bietjie, soos Briani, vertel vir ons so bietjie van u lewe. Van hoe die Here vir u gedraar het van daar tot nou toe. Ek weet u die man ook verloor, niks was vir u maklik of baie goed was hy vir u maklikie, maar u staande.
Hi, goeiemiddag. My naam is Cheryl Pessiek. Ek was gebore in Agstraat, Tweede Laan, Kensington. Ek is die vierde oudste van 10 kinders. I want to tell it wasn't easy. We all stayed on a room, but there was love. My father was a very sickly man. His name was Derek Bartus, and my mother was Rachel Bubsy Bartus. And you know, at the age of 3, I was very ill. That's why I can say it's only by God's grace that I'm here. I couldn't see. My mother said the death clouds was there, the people was there. And she said after 3 days she walked around in the room so I could see. I am forever grateful that I am alive. You know, God's got great plans for us, not to harm us, but a hope and a future.
Amen.
And the thing is this, life can sometimes bring you down or can break you down. But it's all by God's grace that I'm here today. I am very emotional, but it's only Him that can take us through it. You know, there's times, if I can think, my mother never had food, but she could make things out of what we had. And, you know, we even went, you know, that penny bologna's bread. We didn't have lunch paper, but we went with newspaper, but we ate that bread. We were grateful for what we had. So, today I can say, hold on to Jesus. He's the only way out for you. And I can tell mothers, don't never give up on your children. Because, you know, they are our heritage. And they are the ones that we must see to give them love, security, and help them along the way. Today I can say, thank you, Jesus, what you've done in my life. Life wasn't easy, but you know what was worth it to be in this life. That's why I'm not sorry today that I was 13 years old, that I accepted the Lord in my life. And I know He's got great plans for my children and my grandchildren. Today I can say, thank you, Jesus, for this hour. That Thou hast kept me. And how much more you got in store for me, even in, as you say, even in your old age, you will carry us, Lord, that you said that we in our old age will be like trees of Lebanon. So I thank you, Lord, today. I am forever grateful that I am alive. There was times I wanted to commit suicide, but God said no. What is the people going to say about your grandchildren? And there was a time when I had COVID. But you know, God has kept me. And it's by His grace that I'm here. Because my oxygen levels were so low. And I didn't even know I had a heart attack. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you have kept me.
Baie dankie, Auntie Cheryl. Ons gaan net gauw luisteraars. Ek is nog net so bewoe, want ek kan relate met wat my Cheryl sê. Maar ons gaan nou luister na 'n lied, Above Other Names, en dit is precies wat sy van gepraat het. Sy het die naam gekies, bo alle name, en dit is die resept, Jean, wat vir haar staande gehou het. We're on Community Matters, and it's Friday the 10th of October. Nou wat ek het reg, ek hoop ek klap my hande daar buitekant, terwijl jy op die couch sit en die middagete geniet. So, ons het nog 'n boodskap hier van Sandra Anthony. Ons allemaal ken vir Sandra. Hallo Sandra, Auntie Evelyn en Ma Cheryl, we love you. Your beautiful testimonies of God's unmerited grace and love, beautiful, blessed ladies. Dankie, Sandy. Dankie dat jy luister. Ja, ons is nou hier in 'n tranendal oor die goedheid van die Here. Nou, maar Cheryl, jy dogter is 'n pastoor en ons het al haar getuienis uitgesaai op hierdie stasie, Profetes Michelson. Waardeer sy gegaan het in haar lewe. Was dit vir u maklik?
Het was nie maklik nie, want sy kan sê, ek het nog nooit vir haar konfront met enige iets nie. Al wat ek gedoen het, het altyd gesit, skripte, bo haar bedde, bedkant, waar sy geslaap het. Is maar net die Here. Is net die Here. Ek het vir hulle opgebring in die woord, so na school geloop, kwaaie gesing, en een dag toe sê sy vir my, sy wil kerk toe gaan, toe was ek so surprised, en van daar vanavond het sy nooit teruggekyk, sy het, ek het my verhaal, wat sy gedoen het, sy het elke pre-meeting, elke ding wat sy kan bygewoon het sy bygewoon.
So, maar Cheryl, ek is self 'n mamma. En ek dink die beste titel wat ons kan het is om 'n ouma te wees. Ons almal is oumas. Mm. Ja, ons is almal oumas. Is dit die beste titel, Auntie Evie? Yes, the best title to have is a granny. But I mean to sit there and see how your daughter preach and are on fire for the Lord. Yeah. Wat sê jy vir die ouers daar buite as hulle moedeloos voel met hulle kinders? Want daar's baie ouers daar buite. Jean, can you agree? There's a lot of parents out there that are, they sit with their hands in the hair and say, Lord, where's my child? Waar is hulle? Wat doen hulle? Wat doen ons dan? Wat doen ons dan?
Ons moet net liefde vertoon aan hulle.
Yes.
En help kry vir hulle. En nooit opgee op ons kinders.
Sure.
Sometimes it's tough love, but never give up on your children. God's got great plans for them, not to harm them. For a hope in the future, and the Lord say, call, like Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will show you the things that you never knew of.
But I also believe that we must be the grace carriers.
Yes.
As parents, as grannies. Like you said, you never gave up. You put up scriptures. Mm. You did confessions, affirmations. And look, see what the Lord has done. Jeremiah says, is there anything too hard for God?
Amen.
En luisteraars, ek wil vir u sê, as u by die huis sit, en u weet nie wat om te doen met die kind, en u luister wat na mama Cheryl sê, wat sy gedoen het, faith without works is dead. Sy het works gedoen, sy het skrifte opgeplak, sy het gebid, sy het nooit opgehou om te glo in haar kind nie. En as u wil weet, of sien die produk van haar kind, kan u maar die Love Church kom visit. En kan nie sien, die vrou is on fire for the Messiah. Pastor Othea sê altyd die, so ek sê dit nou.
Oh.
On fire for the Messiah. So, daar is 'n resep, daar is iets wat ons kan gebruik. Ons hoef nie moed op te gee nie. Tinka sê, yes Cheryl, the faithfulness of the Lord carries us through many battles with his tender voice that is always busy reminding us that our God, at ek gou kyk wat sê Tinka nog hier, that our God is our shelter of loving care. Thank you for sharing with an honest heart. Ons gaan nou ons co-host vra of sy iets wil sê vir my Cheryl.
I definitely want to say something for my Cheryl. I think what I take from your story, I'm in awe, I'm blessed, I'm encouraged, amen. You know, and just listening to you. Yes, there are so many, so many people out there, women out there, families out there that has a battle and a struggle, a real struggle with children out there. And there's a few things you shared, but I think what I take from that when you're in that situation is love. If we can just continue to love, yes, it's hard, yes, it's rough, yes, it's difficult, it is not easy, but with the Lord, it said, just seek Him. And it said that love conquers all. So if we can try and love and put that scripture and encourage, the Lord is going to come through for you. He's on the throne. He's always on the throne. And so not just taking from you, but taking from both of you, the encouragement, the I can do it. I'm able to. Nothing is too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
And that is my takeaway, and I'm sure a lot of listeners can take that away, that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. That situation with your kid or your kids may seem hard, but again, nothing is too hard for the Lord.
Yes, just another message from Berenice. Hello, Berenice. Berenice, Ma Cheryl, you are always an encouragement to us. She's a very committed person. And even need that say, ladies, many a times we walk the walk, we talk the talk, and we never know who's watching us. And on these messages, you can see people are watching us. The world doesn't read the Bible like before. They read us, how we operate, what we portray, what we talk, the light that we shine. And ek het nou eendag vir iemand gesê, toe sy sê, sy voel, sy's in 'n donker gat. To say, ek sit net die lig aan. Be the light. Dan is dit meer donker. So yes, we can be the light of Jesus. If we do what these two ladies did in their lives. Maar Cheryl, how old is he now?
73, going on to 74.
Hulle lyk nie so nie, maar ons moet hulle maar glo, want hier mag hulle nie. Hulle mag nie leens vertel nie. So hulle word mooi geleer. Hulle mag nie leens vertel nie. So ons glo hulle mas die ware Jean. Moet ons hulle glo?
Nee, ons moet hulle glo. Hulle sit reg voor ons.
Is dit
binne my gesig? Hulle is in my oë.
Ons het so 'n ID-boek saamgebring.
Ja, het julle?
Nee, ek dink haar 73 met ons omdraai na 38.
Ja.
Ja, dit is so sy lyk.
Ja. So hulle het baie wysheid en hulle het vandag vir ons van hulle wysheid kom sê, never give up. Keep on pressing on. Dit maak nie saak hoe die dorings en die rose by mekaar uitkom nie. But we must run the race and we must stay in our lane of living for Jesus, working for Him, disciple, keep on. En vir al die jonger geslag, dat ons vir hulle kan vertel van die values, hoe ons groot geword het, en is die streng waardes, wat vir ons hou. Die tye toe ons mond as kind opgeblaas het, en vandag onthou ons, dit was die beste. Dit was die beste. Die dag wil ons nie daarvan geweet het nie. Die nappies, Auntie Evie, hulle moet 5 o'clock in die ochend on the line, white, pure white nappies and baby clothes, isn't it? Must be soaked in the night, the previous night. And it must hang early morning, even if it's cold, whatever. We must just...
You've got to bleach it, post.
Yeah.
So that there's no marks left.
Exactly.
Before you wash it.
Vandag vra die mense, gee vir my 50 cent, ek wil 'n nappie gaan koop, né? Is instant, is easy, maar daai dag het ons dit nie maklik gehad nie. Maar dit is waar ons vandag is. Soos Jean gesê het, the obedience, the honor, the respect. This is what keep us at the cross. En ons gaan nou luister na Afrikaanse koortjie wat sê, loof die Here. And that is exactly what we do. We just love the Lord. We just worship Him at all times. And He will come through for us. Familie, ons het vanmiddag goue lesse geleer van hierdie cream of the crop. En as u nog nie weet hoe om 'n uitweg te kry na kinders toe wat ongehoorsaam is of na u eie lewe dat u voel u bly in 'n donker gat, kan u vir ons skakel op 081-729-1657 of stuur 'n WhatsApp. Kyk op ons Facebook page weer na hierdie gesprek en u sal moed vind en kom uit die gat uit, kom uit die donkerte uit, sit u geloof in aksie, doen iets aan u lewe, die Here kan net vir u iets doen as u gaan beweeg, as u iets in sy hand sit om mee te werk, en ons is daar, u kan vir ons skakel, u kan selfs die kantoor skakel op 021-189-5744, u kan opsie 1 druk vir berading. En dan wil ek net vir u sê, u kan luister na 'n resep na die einde van die program van Isabel Ross en haar resep se naam is Rys Pizza. Dit is nou somer, ons eet nou bietjie ligter en sodat ons gesond kan bly. So ons wil vir u baie baie dankie sê vir die middag, vir die tyd en ek wil net hê dat ons ek gaan nou nie sê golden oldies, hulle lekkie so nie, ek kan nie dit sê nie. Kom ons sê dit, cream of the crop, sê ons co-host. En net, ek wil net hê, hulle moet vir u tot sien sê, en dan wil ek net gou gooi, Jean moet vir u allemaal 'n gebed doen, as ons nou afsluit. Ek wil vir u sê, ek het 'n gesegde wat ek sê, if I can, you can, and together we can make a difference. Mm-hmm. Maar ek wil vanmiddag sê, if they can, I also can, and you can also do, make a difference out there in the community, around the community, we are from the community, we need to make a difference because we Jesus's hands and feet. Jean gaan gou vir ons 'n gebed doen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. This afternoon we stand in awe of you. If it was not for you, Lord, we would not be where we're at right now. And so we thank you for just always keeping us, for covering us, for protecting us, Lord, for never leaving and for never forsaking us. And I pray that you will be with each one that has been in the studio today, the cream of the crop, oh Lord. Amen. They belong to you, Jesus.
Amen.
Every listener, oh God, out there, every person, oh God, be with them, touch them, move in and around them. We need you, Lord. There's nothing that we can do without you. And we thank you, Lord, that you will always, always be there for us in every situation, no matter what it is, because you are a faithful God, still on the throne. And we give you all honor, all praise that is due unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jean. And Bronwyn say, thank you, ladies, for sharing so powerfully. I am inspired. So the cream of the crop, ladies, thank you so much. It was an honor to have you so and inspired so many others. Bronwyn Smith, ek ken vir Bronwyn. Sy sê, ladies, thank you for sharing so powerfully. You inspired somebody else's life out there. En Auntie Evie, wil u nie net gou-gou kom by sê vir die mense nie, hulle kyk vir u op Facebook.
I trust you will all have a blessed afternoon and it was nice being with you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I just want to say something. Count our blessings. Our family is our true everlasting love. Our friends are precious jewels. Our health is our wealth. Our existence is a priceless gift. Be grateful and have an awesome day. And don't forget how blessed you are. Aren't we blessed?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Jean. You will see Jean every Friday. And again, we will have a date next Friday between 12 and 1 where Jean and myself, Susan Moss, will share our testimonies. And you can keep the tissues ready. You definitely going to need them. And we're going to continue to empower women, wise women, strong homes. We celebrate women's wisdom in families and communities. God bless until Friday next week.
Passie vir God se roeping en sy mense. Kaapse Kansel.
Rys Pizza. Die rysbasis 500 milliliter, dit is 2 koppies ongekookte langkorrel witrys, sout en peper na smaak, 4 eiewitte geklop, 375 milliliter, dit is 'n koppie en 'n half cheddar kaas geraspe, dan vir die boelaag, 30 milliliter olie, 250 gram, dis 1 bakkie, sampioene in skywe gesny, 125 milliliter, dit is 'n halwe koppie tamatie pasta, of pasta saus met tamatie basis, 12 skywe salami, 250 gram, 1 klein bakkie baba tamaties, 3 sproetuie gekap, 50 tot 100 gram, dit is 1 tot 2 wiele feta kaas. Voorverhit die oond tot 200 grade Celsius en smeer die kiespan van 25 cm liggies met olie of botter. Sit die rys in 'n kastrol sonder om dit af te spoel. Voeg sout water by en kook volgens die aanwysings op verpakking. Haal van die hitte af en laat effens afkoel. Plaas die eiewitte in 'n groot skoon mengbak en klits tot dubbel het en sagte punte vorm. Voeg die geklitste eierwitte by die afgekoelde rys en roer die kaas ook in. Druk dit met 'n houtlepel of jou vingers in die voorbereide tertpan. Bak 10 minute tot die kaas gesmelt het en die rys by mekaar hou en die mengsel effens bruin is. Roer braai intussen die sampioene en olie tot gaar. Haal die basis uit die oond en smeer die tamatie pasta of pasta saus daaroor. Pak die salami skywe en laag daarop en sprinkel die sampioene, tamaties en sproeteie oor die hele oppervlak. Krummel die feta kaas boor en bak 5 tot 10 minute. Sny die pizza in skywe en sit voor met slaai. Eet en geniet.
Passie vir roeping en mense. Kaapse Kansel, 729 AM.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.